there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, we appreciate your good singing, and we are thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ, in His infinite, matchless love, found a way to reach down and save poor sinners like us. You know, it's sad to be a sinner, but isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus loves you and died for you, and that you can be a sinner saved by grace and be on your way to heaven? Say, that's worth everything to know that. Some people may have a lot of wealth or a lot of property or high-priced antiques or money in the bank. But listen, you're richer than all of that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and have eternal life. Oh, that's what's valuable. We appreciate the letters that Bible Clubbers are writing. And not only Bible Clubbers, but adults that write. Here's a real good one that came this week from Idaho. Dear Sister Hobbs, would you please send me an order blank so that I may order some of your cassettes and books for our school? I just finished listening to the John 3:16 house, and I praise God for your ministry. Our kids will love your storytelling. Laboring Together, and signed from a friend there. Isn't that a blessing to know that the books and tapes are being used not only in the direct radio ministry, but in schools and churches and homes where the gospel goes out and boys and girls and adults too are won to the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you write and let us send you a brochure of the books and tapes that are available to you so that you can use them in your Sunday school work or junior church or child evangelism classes or hospital ministry? What a blessing they could be and a help to you. Write to me this week, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And now, here's the choir.
Once far from God and dead in sin, the light one heart.
The story of the life and movement of God's people, the Jews, down through history is a real thriller. How God protected them, how He preserved them from annihilation, how He kept them, as Jesus said, as a hen protects her brood, is a marvelous story of God's miracles and power and love and mercy. So it's a thrilling story, but it's also a sad story to see how the Israelites turned away from the Lord and wouldn't obey His voice. They seemed to be like some boys and girls. They needed a constant babysitter. They couldn't be trusted to do right and obey God without having someone over them to tell them what to do and how to do it all the time. As long as Joshua was alive, the Israelites followed the Lord. But as soon as Joshua died, they turned to their own ways as fast as they could, it seemed. God had given strict orders that they were to destroy all the wicked heathen people in the promised land. But they disobeyed God's voice. They didn't want to put out all the work and sweat and effort to do battle and endanger themselves to fight the enemy. So they just lived with them in the land. Then they began to worship their false gods and forsook their God and began to worship the false heathen gods and corrupted themselves. Then they even allowed their young people to marry the heathen godless young men and women of the country. They just would not quit their own doings and their own stubborn ways. Oh, how sad it made God's heart, and yet how hot His anger was because the people disobeyed His word. He surely couldn't allow such terrible living to continue. So He had to set enemy kings to persecute them and enslave Israel until Israelites would realize their sin and repent and cry out to God. Then God would raise up a judge to deliver His people and give them peace and rest again as long as they remained faithful to Him. The first judge of Israel was a man named Othniel, a nephew of Caleb, who was such a great man of faith and obedience. Oh, how wonderful it is to have a Christian heritage. Christian boys and girls should surely be thankful for any ancestors they had who were faithful Christians, and also for any living relatives who stand true and militant for the Lord Jesus Christ. But after Othniel died, Eglon, the king of Moab, fought against the people of Israel. And in his wrath and ambition to conquer them, he even persuaded the Ammonites and the Amalekites to fight against them and to war against Israel. Oh, the Israelites were not only conquered, they were oppressed and stamped down until there was no hope for them. For 18 years this terrible oppression continued until they cried to God for help. And in His mercy, He raised up a second judge named Ehud. Ehud took the challenge and devised a plan to destroy the enemy. In fact, he not only planned a direct attack, he took the responsibility and leadership personally. He was a left-handed man. And do you know what he did? He made a dagger, a double-edged dagger, and sharpened it as sharp as a razor. And then he went one day to personally pay a visit to King Eglon. Well, after all the protocol had gone through and he had done all the payments of respect that he should, he stood in the presence of King Eglon and he said, "I have a personal message. A message from God to deliver for thee." And then he said, "It's a private matter." And Eglon motioned with his kingly hands for all the servants to leave. And everybody cleared the room and left Eglon and Ehud in there by himself. Ehud went up quietly and closely to the king. He says, "I have a message for God to deliver you." And with that, he took that sharp dagger in his left hand and pulled it from his right side and thrust it right into the stomach of that terrible fat King Eglon. Why, the terrible sharp dagger went in so far that his hand went in after it, and he had to pull his hand out, and all the blood and stuff came out with it, and he left the dagger inside. The man was so fat. And then he had to escape quickly, and he closed the doors of the house very quietly, and he sneaked out over the hilltops and through the valleys and through the bushes, and pretty soon Eglon's servants knocked on the door and got no answer. They knocked again, and they said, "Leave the king alone, he must be sleeping." But finally, he'd been there so long, they felt ashamed, and they had to open the door and went in to see, and there the king lay dead on the floor. And that's when it was that Ehud took all the men and they conquered all the enemy, and they had a great victory that day because Eglon had been killed and Ehud had conquered, and God's people were wonderfully delivered. Oh, what a picture that is of the sinner. Yes, if you're a sinner, you're oppressed by sin, you're put down under it, and the devil just continues to stamp you down. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ personally came to deal a death blow to the old devil on the cross of Calvary. And he fulfilled God's promise that Christ would bruise Satan's head. And Jesus Christ now is the conqueror, and he is the victor over Satan, and he can deliver you from your sin if you'll only open up your heart and ask Jesus for his mercy. Ask him to save you, and he'll do it today. So God help you to trust him is my prayer. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.